friends, and welcome to your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie on Columbus Day. So maybe you're enjoying the show without having to go to work today. That's a wonderful thing. And then you can just relax, grab your cup of coffee or your cool drink, and join us for this brief hour together where we can pray with one another, where we can be together as the body of Christ. And Jerry, I absolutely love this show because it's something new that we're doing, and it kind of branched off of our regular monthly prayer show. But this is what we call our 911 God, I need you now, our urgent, immediate prayer request that we can all just go to our rosaries, we can go to adoration, we could go to Mass and lift each other up in our prayer intentions.
Yeah, well, we get emails all the time, people sending us their prayer intentions. We do our once a month, Whom or What Are You Praying For show, and there's just so much to be prayed for, especially some very serious, urgent, as Debbie said, kind of 911 prayer requests. So we thought what we would do today is we invite anyone, you can call, anyone can call with any prayer intention, but we would hope and pray, we would kind of, make a little room, especially for those who may have a friend, a loved one who's dying, maybe they're in a dire financial situation, a relationship is simply just about to fall apart unless God intervenes. We want to really dive into these urgent, urgent prayer requests today, and let's take these before the Lord and see what God won't do with them, Debbie. We, as you always say, we need to go big and go bold with our God, so let's do that today.
Yeah, and folks are already emailing in and sharing their immediate urgent prayer requests, and that's what we want. And so please continue to do that. You can email us, take2@ewtn.com. You can text us. You text the letters EWTN to 55000, and then you just follow the prompts, and we will add those to the prayer list for immediate urgent prayers. Also, you could call us. How about calling us? 1-833-288-3986, or you can go on YouTube or Facebook, and the chats are going strong. Hi, everybody. Everybody's chatting. Adding, way to go. And speaking of that, Jerry, may I just add, tomorrow night is our webinar with Father Donald Calloway. So if you haven't registered yet, please go to jerryanddebbie.com and register for the free webinar. That's tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern time, 4 Pacific, and you'll get to hear 30 minutes of what Father Donald Calloway is doing with the consecration to St. Joseph, his new book, and of course, the rosary, because it's rosary month. And then also, please maybe join our Inspired by Faith book club. I think we're up to 42 members for the Lamb's Supper. I'm right in the middle of the book, Jerry. I'm just really diving. I read it many years back. I think you did as well. But now I'm really picking up some things that I didn't remember. It was very interesting.
Yeah, I like you, I read it many, many years ago, and actually wasn't able to find my copy until just recently. I got another one, so I'm playing a little catch-up there, but that first online chat was really fun with all of those who have gotten into the book. So yeah, the Inspired by Faith Book Club, you'll find details about that also at jerryanddebbie.com. Phone lines are starting to fill up here today. If you have a very serious prayer intention, what would that be? You can get the entire world praying with you, for someone else right now, 833-288-3986. Kind of going to before the Lord saying, God, I need you right now, 833-288-3986.
I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to point out the intention that Rich, our producer, sent over, but maybe
right
you
ahead.
Do that.
No, go right ahead, because it just made my stomach hurt really bad.
Well,
when I saw that.
Here's what we're praying about today, folks. Our producer, Rich Jesse, said, I'd like to add one. A little girl was abducted from a birthday party in Birmingham this weekend. She is 3 years old, and the family, of course, is distraught. So please join us in praying for the safe and speedy return of this darling little 3-year-old girl abducted from a birthday party this weekend. How awful that is. So this is what we're talking about, folks. 911, God, please be there right now if you would be so kind and generous. And you are always kind and generous with us, God. 833-288-3986. Go ahead, Deb.
Well, and they say, I think Rich said it was just this past weekend, and we that is a very urgent, immediate prayer that we have to storm heaven and pray to her guardian angel to protect her, because you know what? They say that it's in the first, 72 hours, Jerry? It's most important that they try to locate her, because the longer it gets, the more she could be
in. The more traumatic.
Yeah. That just, oh my goodness. Okay, other prayers are coming in. Folks are texting in saying they're already getting very emotional about this show. Yeah, this is immediate, urgent prayer requests, but we do have that ability to pray, and we do believe in prayer. Absolutely, 100%. So please pray along with us and listen to these intentions and make sure you remember all these folks. 833-288-3986. Jerry?
Okay, Michelle, hang on. You are going to be first. We see you have a very urgent prayer intention. We're just coming up against a moment here in a moment when we're going to have to let the affiliate, our local stations, take care of some local business there. So hold on with us, Michelle. We'll start off with you in just a moment. In the meantime, we can get to a couple of emails. And our dear, dear friend Donna. Donna, hi, it's so good to hear from you. And we have been praying for you every day. We will continue. Donna says, I'm not recovering well from my auto accident. I have PTSD and have had 4 infections of various kinds in 4 months. I am desperate to feel better. So, Debbie, I know that you and I both in the Take-Two family have been praying for Donna, and that will continue.
Okay. And then Jerry sent an email as well. We want to pray for Jerry. If you'll read that as well, we have time.
Yeah. Dear Debbie and Jerry, could you please request prayers for the healing for my eyes? This has been going on a long time for Jerry as well, and for her grandson Henry's autism. She says, I'm too shy to call in, so thank you so much. Thank you again so much, and God bless you always. And that is from Jerry. And
absolutely,
as Debbie said,
Jerry,
earlier, that is another way you can get your prayer intentions in today. You can email take2@ewtn.com. Use the phone, social media, and post to the website, which is take2show.com, talking about 911 prayer intentions today. What do you really, really need God to take action on right now?
Yep, 911, God, I need you now. That's what we're talking about today on this prayer show dedicated to urgent, immediate prayers. We're here for you, okay? And then you'll be there for us. We're together in this. So please, when a line becomes open, please call in at 833-288-3986. We're going to go very fast during the show to get as many calls and emails and texts in as possible. But at the end, Jerry will lift everything up for the first of many prayers, Jerry, because so many of us have already committed to rosaries today, going to adoration, and that's very, very important. This is your show. We are a family, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. So when we come back, as promised, Michelle, you are first up, and we are ready, willing, and able to pray for your intentions today on the 911 show. God, I need you now.
When you call 833-288-3986, we will get to as many of your prayer intentions as we can on the air via email, text, social media, website, and even the ones that we don't get to are all included in our prayer roundup at the end of the program. So Michelle has promised, didn't want to keep you waiting any longer, in Atlanta, listening on The Quest. Welcome to the program, Michelle. First-time caller, good to have you with us. What can we pray for?
Thank you. Yes, I'm right now in the middle of a family situation. There's a lot of fractured familial relationships occurring, primarily with my sister and my nieces and my parents. So I just want to have some prayers go out so that my sister can be called back to God again and be able to rely on Him and His grace so that she can get through some of this difficult time. And that my nieces as well get the support and feel God's presence in their life.
Okay, Michelle, we definitely put that down in the book. We will storm heaven for you and your family. Michelle, derivative of Michael, it could be. Please pray the St. Michael prayer. Please do that for your family. Also,
yes.
Yeah, okay. And then also, please, the rosary to protect your family, and also the guardian angel prayer on a regular basis, because your family needs it right now. That's not a good place to be. It can, you know, I would presume it could go one of two ways. You can either get come together, or you're going to be even more split apart, or whatever. And that can be very difficult. So, yeah, we're with you in that, and we will be praying, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. God
bless.
Thank
you. God bless you, Michelle. So much of that going on right now, fracturing within families. There's just a real need of interior conversion for all of us, really, to individually draw closer to God so that those things can be hopefully avoided. And we will pray real hard, Michelle, that that happens, especially, as you mentioned, for your sister. And I believe you said your niece as well. Okay, Greg in Rochester, New York is listening on the Station of the Cross. Greg, we are offering our urgent prayers to God today. What would you like to offer?
Well, my wife is leaving me, and we're very close to being formally divorced here, and I need a, well, a Hail Mary pass or a Hail Mary for sure, but I need some additional help. I've been personally praying like crazy, and my family is personally praying like crazy, and, you know, more hands to help out on this, hopefully the better it can be resolved.
Right. Well, a couple obvious things come to mind, Greg, and I don't know if you mentioned this or not. You might have said that you've been to counsel. Have you and your wife tried to go see some professional counselor or therapist or something to talk about some of the issues that might be there?
Unfortunately, she does not want to go to counseling, and she just doesn't want to be married, so that's a kind of a non-starter.
Okay.
At least mm-hmm. to go to counseling, both of us would have to be want to be married, but she doesn't even want to be married.
Okay. Were you married in the church, Greg? Was it a Catholic wedding?
Yes.
Okay. Is your wife going to church now? Are you two going to church together? Is she going at all?
She goes sporadically at best, and okay. I my faith has been renewed through this whole process, and that's right. The one good part about this. But no, she doesn't go regularly at all.
Right. Right.
Greg, if it's not too getting involved in your situation, if you can answer it, if you feel comfortable. Is there someone else involved with your wife? Is there another person?
As far as I know, in the 25 years I've known her, she's never lied to me, and she says there's nobody else right now.
Okay. Well, then that's great. Then here's what we do. Greg, in addition to your prayers, you've heard me say this before, pray to ask your guardian angel to talk to her guardian angel to maybe, help her strengthen her will a bit, enlighten her intellect so that she can make really good choices for you, the marriage, and the family, instead of these other choices that are going to lead her down to a path that she's probably going to regret. So let's continue to do that. But like you said, your faith has been renewed. That is what you can do. That is what you're in complete. That's what you're in control of. And so that is a good thing. And if you stay on that path, I believe the good Lord will bless that. So I know your heart's breaking. I know you're sad. I can hear it in your voice, and I was there. I get it. It's so frustrating when you can't fix it. You can't. You know it's the wrong way to go, but you can't stop it. You know what, Greg? But you're staying rooted in prayer. You have your eyes fixed on Jesus, and that's a good thing. And that's what we need to focus on. But we will storm heaven for you and your marriage. You were going to talk about the surrender novena, Jerry.
Well, Greg, I don't know if you've heard of it. Debbie and I have come into knowledge of this. It's a particular novena. Novena is a 9-day sequence of prayers, as you probably know. Look it up online. It's called the Surrender Novena. And the whole premise of it is, Jesus, you take care of everything. And when we say surrender, it's not, giving up, that, you don't stop wanting to be married. You don't stop loving your wife. What you do is you just stop, you just give it all to Jesus, really, is what happens. And the priest, Jesus appeared to the priest, Father Dolindo Ruotolo, and he gave him this novena. He was a contemporary of St. Padre Pio. In fact, there was at one time a lot of people coming to see Padre Pio for spiritual favors and advice from the area where Father Ruotolo lived, and he says, "Why do you come to see me? That priest you have there is a saint." And he's not canonized at this point, but Padre Pio recognizes holiness. So it's the Surrender Novena. Actually, Debbie and I pray it quite regularly, Greg, and it's just a good way to really, and the whole, the key phrase is, Jesus, you take care of everything, and just see what happens. Maybe just give that a shot along with everything else that you're doing. You're doing all the right things, praying, you're trusting God, and you're seeking, Greg, and we will absolutely be praying with you.
I can't begin to thank you. I will pray for you guys as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Greg.
Appreciate the prayers.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Timothy in Syracuse, New York, on the Station of the Cross, also a first-time caller. Hi, Timothy. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. How are
doing
you?
Well, Timothy.
Well, I'm hanging in. I guess my prayer intention is probably a little late, but I should have prayed, asked for this a long time ago. But I was married 33 years, and we've had a lot of tremendous demonic influence in my family. My wife has divorced me after 33 years. We had 10 children, my wife and I, and my wife has divorced me, and it's what's worse now. Even the priest did not, the ones that I talked to, never gave my wife permission. She divorced me, but it's now there's an annulment process that's going on, and it's just the family's all divided. It's a tremendous, the devil's at work because the children are all, it's just a broken family, and it's just the devil's wreaking havoc in our family. And again, I should have, I guess it's never too late to pray, but the prayer intentions were, it's an awful mess, really. It's just very difficult for somebody to come back like this. It would almost take a tremendous miracle.
Well, let me tell you, Timothy, miracles are available. God is still in the miracle business. We have to believe that. Sometimes it's very hard to believe that, especially as you, Timothy, you look around, and as you said, it's kind of shredding your family right now, the 10 kids, the 33 years of marriage, and you probably look at this and you say, there is no hope for this, but with God, all things are possible. And you mentioned demonic influence, and that certainly can play a role. I don't know, Timothy, if there's anything, what do you want to call it? Manifestations? Have there been manifestations of spiritual?
No. Well, sorry.
Well,
the reason I say that is because my wife stopped going to Mass for a while. I lived in the Midwest, and they wouldn't go. They'd only go to Mass once a month to a certain couple of priests. And I said to my wife, I'm a convert, and I said, you can't miss Mass on Sunday. And that's to me, that's a disobedient spirit, because you can't miss church. And that was the beginning of a lot of problems. So I think there was a lot of influence by believing that you don't have to go to Mass. Only they would only go to Mass with a certain couple of priests. It's a long story, but I believe a lot of that had to do with influence of, disobedient to the commandments.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's no question that, Satan and demons want to distract us from our faith, keep us from practicing our faith and so forth. So that's definitely, on top of human nature and our own our own choices, our own laziness, our own disobedience and things like that. But Debbie, you were nodding. You even wrote over to me, Debbie. You said it's never too late. And this is one of those things I just really feel in my heart right now with Timothy's call, that with enough prayer and God's good, good graces, this can absolutely be turned around.
Absolutely. Timothy, real quickly, God stands outside of time, so it's never too late. Jerry quoted scripture, with God, all things are possible. Man messes things up. It's impossible sometimes with man, but with God, all things are possible. It doesn't say some things, certain things. It says all things. And so it's Matthew 19:26. What I would encourage you to do is get a regimen, a very strict regimen for you right now, which includes prayer, fasting, and I would definitely go to confession, Timothy, so that you can, kind of wipe the slate clean and get enter into prayer and fasting and really be dedicated about that and start to bring some of your 10 children who are willing and open to doing that as well. You are the father and the husband of this very large family. At any point, you can do what you need to do spiritually to protect and preserve your family. And so, yes, it sounds like you're kind of tired. It sounds like you're just worn down from all this. And, 10 children,
well,
that's
tough. It's difficult. A lot of my children, they don't talk to me. The girls don't. The girls don't talk to the father, and the boys don't talk to their mom. It's just a mess. And I could tell you a lot. It's just I appreciate your counsel.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, get the boys together with you then and start praying and really do it the right way and watch how God works very quickly when we align ourselves with His will and we are willing to do the things necessary. When we make that effort, God works very quickly, Timothy. And you know what? I have a good feeling about this. It may not totally turn out the way it should be, but I think you can bring your family back together on some level. And so I'm going to be praying. Please keep us posted, Timothy. And you can always email us at take2@ewtn.com. But we have you in the book, and folks are already praying, Timothy.
No, I appreciate that. That's the power of prayer. I know it just is very. Sometimes you get discouraged. I'm very short sighted. You know, you get discouraged quick. I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we all can. But that's what the devil wants us to do, though, Timothy. He wants us to get tired, just worn out. That's not true. Now what I'm asking you to do is ramp it up. Okay, ramp it up, and see what happens. And the surrender novena too, Jerry, would work.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for anyone, look that up.
Surrender. I appreciate that very much.
You're welcome, okay. Timothy. Please, with prayer, with God, all things are possible, even if it's a sliver, just a slight little ray of hope. Don't let that be lost. Okay, hang on to that. Take two with Jerry and Debbie. Once a month, we do Whom or What Are You Praying For? And we were inspired to add this show, at least for today. We may add it regularly, but for real urgent prayer intentions, kind of those 911, like, God, get on the phone. I need to hear from you. I need your answer right now. For those serious prayer intentions, 833-288-3986. And we move along to Kay in Texas, listening on Sirius XM 130 and a first-time caller to Take Two. Hello, Kay.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Doing okay, Kay. How are you?
I'm well. I am calling. I have probably the same problem Michelle has. Just strife in the family, and a lot of them have left. My brother and sister don't go to church like they do need to, or their families. And then I'm praying for a healthy delivery of a grandbaby, but my daughter has also switched religions and now is going to non-denominational. And we have some friends that go to a non-denominational kids, and they just recently got rebaptized. And I'm afraid that my daughter might be on the same track for that, and I am just struggling with that because I don't know how do you accept that if your child does that and act like everything's okay.
Kay, would you just say that again? So they were baptized Catholic and they're being rebaptized?
Yes, in non-denominational churches.
Oh, and who's doing this? Your son or daughter?
Oh, no, I'm afraid my daughter might be on the same route, but these are children of some friends of ours that were all raised Catholic.
Okay. Well, just remind your daughter of go to the catechism on baptism and remind your daughter that children or babies or adults that are baptized, that mark is forever. That mark is eternal, and you're marked for God. And so you don't need to have to go and do any of this other stuff in order. I mean, once you get that permanent mark,
correct.
And you know what I'm saying? So you just have to go back to the catechism. Go back to the catechism. We don't use the catechism enough. Reference the catechism and see if that can help you with some of the ways you can talk to your daughter. See, most people will do stuff because they just don't know. It's not that they really want to do it. They just don't know. They go down that, you know, it's like, come on, we're going down the alley. Come up with me. And everybody goes, okay, let's see what's down the alley. You know what?
Maybe they're being told by this other church that, you know, Catholic Church isn't Christian or something like that. You know,
true. And that'll happen.
Yes. Yeah. And yes. And that's what's breaking my heart because she wants to let my grandchildren make that decision later on in life. But it's breaking my heart to see that. So.
Well, real quickly, inform her. One day at a time. But Kay, inform her that when you do that, when parents allow their children to choose, they choose nothing. That's what the results have shown us. So if she wants her children to have
exactly
nothing,
then
she's going down that path.
Thank you so very much.
We will pray hard. We will storm heaven. We can promise you that, Kay.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I mean, if there's a bright light in all of that, your daughter is at least still going to church, Kay. So many of our, we hear from so many people whose children and grandchildren simply don't go to church at all. Now, it may be an unhealthy environment for someone who is a Catholic who's being told things about the Catholic Church that are not right. So we'll certainly pray that she is guarded against anything like that as well. Take two with Jerry and Debbie, Mark, Beverly, Darlene, Jane, coming up, all of you, your urgent prayer intentions today. 911, God, I need you. Right now on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Here's the phone number for that line that Kay was on. 833-288-3986. your show. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani. And I get the honor, the privilege of filling in for our good friend Cy Kellett today on Catholic Answers Live. That's from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on many of these same EWTN stations. So I hope that you can catch part of that program. Debbie, we have a ton of email. I know your texts are blowing up. So we can get back to the calls. But yeah, well, why don't we get to a couple emails?
Okay, go ahead. Why don't you go? We're getting so many. I'm starting to get like a headache from it's coming in so fast. But you know what? It just made me realize a lot of folks are really hurting, and we need to do this, guys. It has to be more than one rosary. Could everybody, you know, commit to really dedicating this day in prayer? You know, it's Columbus Day, okay? It is a holiday, right? And so maybe some of you have off today. Please commit it to prayer for all these folks that have these immediate needs. This is rough.
Yeah, we'll get to a couple of emails and then back to your calls. Hi, Debbie and Jerry. My name is Benjamin from Nampa, Idaho. I ask for your prayers for my marriage. My wife asked for a divorce in July. It is not finalized, and it's been really tough since she left. I have not seen her or talked to her since. I miss my wife very much, and I pray that her heart be converted from the hardness and come back. Thank you both for what you do. I'll keep you both in my prayers. And that is from Benjamin. Benjamin, thank you very, very much. And Anonymous came in, please pray for a healing for my marriage. My husband and I have four children, and he has to work away from our family. We're in a bad situation, and I really don't want my marriage to end. Please pray for his conversion and the conversion of our children. And that is from Anonymous via email.
Again, too, though, all I can say is, you know, everybody should be getting to confession on a regular basis, prayer, fasting, prayer together as a family. You know, we've really got to do these measures in order to protect, because Satan is loose, okay? And it's not good. And we can and see the same stories are happening over and over again. Families are breaking apart at a rapid speed. That's not good, folks. So we have to pray. Yeah, Jerry.
I'm just going to do one more here that recently came in from Jan in McHenry, Illinois. Please pray for a little girl who has been in the hospital for almost 2 months after hitting her head in an accident. She has not yet fully regained consciousness. Her family and many, many friends have remained faithful in their prayers and are believing her healing is coming by the grace of God. Please join us in prayer and ask that God will touch this little girl with full and complete healing. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And that's from Jan. I just can't imagine, you know, just especially the little ones, Debbie. It just hurts my heart so much.
Oh, this is a painful show, but you know, it's something that is needed. We all need to realize people are hurting. Jerry, real quickly, we're getting a couple messages coming in saying that some local stations either time shift our show so that it's not live because they have mass or something else in place of it. So one of our listeners wants us to mention that if they want us live and to get on the show for these prayer shows and other things, you can go to SiriusXM 130 or the EWTN.com or the app or something, or YouTube or Facebook. So we haven't gone away, folks. Okay, we are live. So yes, I would highly suggest that, to jump onto another platform if you want to get on live if your local station doesn't play us live. Okay, can we go back to the phones or no?
Yeah. Yes? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Mark in Virginia on Guadalupe Radio Network. Mark, you've been listening and you're patiently waiting. Welcome.
Welcome to you, Debbie. First of all, I have to tell you that I was personally blessed by Padre Pio.
Oh, wonderful. Nice. What a great gift that was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jerry, I called you before about a month ago, and I told you that story.
Yeah.
Debbie, I wanted to tell you in person.
Oh, wow. You are very, very blessed. That is amazing. What a gift.
And I have a special love and devotion to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I subscribe to the Foundation of America. I get his prayer book in Braille by the Xavier Society.
Right.
And I'm blessed to have him in my life, and also my wife's. You know.
Amen. Amen.
Beautiful.
But the dilemma I have today is my wife, Julie, messed up her arm real bad about a month ago. She fell down the stairs, and I'm blind. I'm taking care of her as much as I can, but she's hurting, you know, physically, emotionally, you know, all over the place. And the second scenario was my mother passed away in January.
Mm.
Feeling the presence of evil through my brothers. I've never felt so much hatred.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never I mean, I've known them. I'm 67 years old. I've known them for most of my life, and they just, they're just hateful. Mm. Gee whiz. I mean, I'm getting to the point that I don't want to have anything to do with them anymore. And I'm legally trying to get them out of my life if I can, because they're in the world and of it, and my wife and I are in the world and not of it. And God comes first in our lives, and they don't know God at all.
Right.
I mean, I have a twin brother who's blind, he's been getting after me for years for that.
Are you close to your twin brother, Mark?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's
no,
even
not at all.
That's even no. more painful because you're twins.
Yeah, he just let me give you one quick story. But I had a double ear infection about 25 years ago. I asked him to pray for him. He just didn't want to hear, and he made me cry.
Hmm. Well, Mark. Yeah, Mark, but here's the thing. Sometimes you have to keep that healthy distance to protect yourself. But here's the thing. Go ahead.
He's in Minnesota and I'm here. You know?
Right. Okay, but Mark, I want you to do something here because this is really important. You started off by sharing how close you are to Padre Pio and how you were blessed by Padre Pio. Okay, well, please. Okay, then ask Padre Pio to help you with Julie, to help you take care of Julie. Padre Pio was big on utilizing the guardian angels to the max. Okay, ask Padre Pio to help you with that. Ask Padre Pio to help you with your family. Padre Pio will do that. He'll do it to the best of his ability, if it's God's will. And you know what, Mark? You'll see the effects of it. I mean, you're close to Padre Pio, so I would probably would consider you a spiritual son of his. And he is there for you, and he's actively ministering in your life, more so than if he was standing right beside you. So, Mark, I'm going to pray to that for you and for Julie and for your family, and I hope you do as well, because that's the only way we're going to see the full fruition of this come to a good conclusion. What do you think, Jerry?
Yeah, the only thing I would add, Mark, to the brilliant things Debbie said would, and this is probably pretty obvious at this point, but you know the old saying, you know, you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. But what you can choose, Mark, is how to relate to them. And this just seems to me like a time with what you're going through.
Well, that's
probably a good thing right now. But with your situation, with your blindness, you're already at a bit of a disadvantage in trying to care for Julie. Now she's got that injury. She probably feels like she's an added burden on you. Satan's going to try to get in there, and he's going to try to. Satan tries to mess up any relationship that he can. So what you need to do right now, it sounds like it's strong, your relationship with Julie. Just strengthen it.
Oh, yeah.
The two of you just kind of circle the wagons, your attention on her attention on you right now. Not ignoring everybody else, but just simply saying, this is our priority right now, is taking care of one another. What do you think?
Right. I think that, I mean, I told her I love her all the time, and I just say, I'm here for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even we had a power outage and a blackout, and I said, Juliet, welcome to my world. Mm-hmm. So when that was going on, I was able to help her, you know.
Sure. Well,
okay. Well, we'll storm heaven for you, Mark, but we're leaning on Padre Pio, just to let you know. So let's see what happens, okay?
Call anytime.
All right, Mark, please do. Yeah, don't be a stranger. Let us know how things go. You can always email take2@ewtn.com.
Jerry, real quickly, Beverly in Savannah, Georgia dropped, so I don't know if you had to get off the phone, but we put you already in the book, whatever intentions, God knows what they are, Beverly. I just want to make sure when folks call in and make it on and they're holding and they don't get on the air, I just want to make sure you know that we are thinking and praying for your intentions. Okay.
Okay, an email, take2@ewtn.com from Candy Lee. It says, my 2-year-old son was supposed to have surgery this last Friday. Within minutes of giving him the anesthesia, his oxygen levels plummeted. The doctors thought it was his heart and or his lungs, but they eventually ruled that out and discovered he has an abnormal red blood cell count. As of this morning, we are still in the hospital, and they haven't figured out yet what is causing this. The doctor said we may have a long road ahead. Please keep my son Coop in your prayers and me, his mom, because I'm scared. Candy Lee. So
wow.
Another real important prayer intention right there. Yeah.
Absolutely. This is a heavy show. Okay, Darlene in Dallas, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network, first-time caller, welcome.
Well, thank you.
What may we pray for, Darlene? Go ahead.
Okay, I want to ask for prayers for my daughter, Angela. She has terminal cancer, and she is supposed to go in for the last treatment tomorrow, but she does not think that her doctor will give it to her because she is burning from the inside out from the chemicals, and she's lost a lot of weight, but she needs that one more treatment to reduce some of the cancer cells before she goes to MD Anderson. She has not been able to get into a trial there, but they will just see if there's anything else that they can do. But I just wanted to lift her up in prayer. And I have been doing the rosaries for her and her family, and I have been doing the surrender prayer daily for her and her family. But I just wanted added prayers for her before tomorrow's appointment with her cancer doctor, the oncologist.
Well, be assured of our
prayers. That's why I was calling.
Yeah, be assured of our prayers, Darlene. Absolutely. This is heavy, and we will storm heaven for you, for your family, for Angela. Does she have children? Is she married, Darlene?
Yes. Oh. Yes. She has a 17-year-old at home, and then she has two that are out of the home, but she would like to live to see her daughter graduate. Of course, I would like our Lord to heal her completely, mm-hmm. but I just keep asking. That's all I know to do. Ask our Lord to heal her. Mm-hmm. And just hope that there's something there for her, as far as treatments. But sometimes your heart just gets so heavy for your mm-hmm. child.
Oh yeah. Believe me, I know. Yep, it's painful. It's so painful. You wish you could take the place, but you can't. And you know, and you're doing everything you can. But look what you're doing right now, Darlene. You're putting it out there on a global audience. To be able to pray for Angela. And, you know, she's named after the angels. I mean, so we pray to her guardian angel. Go ahead.
Her name is Angela Marie. And so, yes, I just ask for prayer for her, and I pray for God's will in all of it. But I do ask that she be healed, and I'll keep asking.
Sure.
And I'm hoping that that's what we receive. But again, I know that it's God's will.
Right. Darlene, where is Angela at in her faith life? Where is she at?
She's been talking to the priest, and she says that she's okay. It's not something we discuss a lot, but she does keep telling me, keep praying for me, Mom. And I do. I took over this little Fatima book that I purchased. Our bishop consecrated Dallas to our Blessed Mother, the Immaculate mm-hmm. Heart of Mary, and I was able to get that book by Thomas McKenna, and I just took that over and left it on her pillow this morning, but I just pray, and I'm asking for others to pray for Angela, too, and her family.
Yeah. Well, the entire world who listens today, at least those who listen to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, are praying right now, Darlene. And a couple quick inspirations came to me. You know, it sounds like she's in a good place spiritually, maybe not this overt, what would seem on the outside like this fervent type of faith, but the fact that she's asking you to pray for her and she's talked to a priest, these are the kinds of things that, you know, I've often said, the most important thing we will ever do is die. And I hope Angela's not ready to die right now, but we're all going to someday. And how we do that is going to determine, of course, you know, that's going to be based on how we've lived our lives. But she sounds like she's in a pretty good place. You're praying the rosary and you're consecrating her to Mary. Okay, anyone who's consecrated to our Blessed Mother, Mary will not let them down. It may not be a physical healing, but Angela is in just a super good place because she's got an amazing mom in you, Darlene, and mm-hmm. your love and care for her. You know, anyone could wish they had a mom like you, Darlene. You're doing such a beautiful, beautiful job. I want you to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Mother is just the most important in all of this, and I know that she has already asked her son, and I know that Angela's in God's hands, and she has received the last rites. But mm-hmm. I I'm going to keep on hoping and praying, and I try each day, I say those prayers so that I can leave it in God's hands. Right. But I do ask everyone to pray for her.
Well, and Darlene, you said it a couple times. I just want to say something about have prayers for like full healing. Of course, we are appealing to God for the most He can possibly do for us in a situation. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. Okay,
yes.
but we also understand too that if God permits it to happen, maybe there will be a short
yes.
time, the short time that someone will live, or maybe God's ready to call them home. For some reason, their purpose here is fulfilled.
Yes.
But the one thing you have to remember is that we should not be fearing death because
no,
when
no.
we, yes, when we die, we're more alive than ever in Christ. And so
yes.
it's,
yes.
we have to keep that view. Otherwise the pain and the sorrow and the sadness overwhelms us to the point where we cannot let go. And so, Darlene, I'm with you. I'm praying for a full healing of Angela. But I'm also praying for whatever God's will be done, just like you. So you're a beautiful mom, Darlene, and that's what we'll pray for. Please let Angela know that she's got a huge prayer team around her.
I will. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, darling. And on Facebook, Beth said this. She commented on the EWTN Catholic Radio Facebook page. My cousin Allison teaches at St. Dominic's Elementary School. One of the students there, an 11-year-old girl, is suffering from... It says spindle cell sarcoma. Maybe it's supposed to be spinal. I've never heard spindle cell sarcoma. It's an aggressive form of cancer. She has a tough road ahead, so please put her and her folks in your prayer book. And yes, Allison, we will absolutely do that. She gives us the girl's name here, but we sometimes just omit that, especially for young people. But there's another one, Deb. We will add that to our prayer book.
Absolutely. And we have to save time at the end of the show. So if we don't get to you, we're reading everything. I'm putting it all down as quickly as I can in the book, and Jerry will lead us in prayer. But our friend Jane is on the line from Indiana, from Redeemer Radio. Hi, Jane. Welcome.
Hi. I'm asking for prayers for my sister, Mary. She's 74 years old, and she just had stem cell transplant for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma mm-hmm. after undergoing some extreme chemotherapy, and the blood cells are starting to form, so I'm hopeful. But she, because of her age, it's a very uphill battle, so she needs prayers. And more desperately, I have a 18-year-old granddaughter, Crystal, who left home. It's hard to relate right now. She was in foster care for 5 years. This family adopted her when she was 17 a year ago, but her biological mother passed away last year, so there was a lot of things going on here. And unfortunately, she has alienated her adopted parents. She has said that nobody loves her, even though they're trying their best to help her. She has severe learning disabilities. And she wants to be 18, but she's not really mature enough to be 18. It's like she's at this age in her life where her emotions are taking over and she's not thinking rationally. So as a result, she's in her last year of high school in a program that's helping her do life skills. She was in a teen home, but did not follow the rules. And they said they would give her a second chance, and she left. Now she's staying at a home of a friend and her mother, her single mother. And I'm going up there to see her. She lives in Michigan. I'm going up on Sunday to talk to her. And I just need strength and prayers to find the right words to say to her, to make her understand that she is loved. Growing up is hard to do, but she has to learn to listen and to follow rules, because those rules will help her in life. And And she's supposed to be on medication, and to my knowledge, she isn't. And it's just been really tough these past couple of weeks trying to figure out what to do for her.
Yeah. Well, you got a couple things there, Jane. First of all, I believe you said your sister, Mary. We will definitely pray for her, for her continued treatment and God's grace and peace to be with her for, I believe you said, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And then I believe you said this was your granddaughter, the 18-year-old. There is just so much turmoil in the lives of young people today. Mm-hmm. This is not unique to your granddaughter at all. What I just sensed real strongly, Debbie, was that she needs a strong, loving, faith-filled example or mentor in her life, someone that she can trust, someone she can relate to and look to and say, I want to be like that person, probably a female. I don't know if that's going to be any family member right now, because sometimes those are the harder connections to make. But let's pray that God brings someone into her life that she just connects with and looks to and says, you know, that person has a lot of the things that I want, and then she will strive to be like that. That's the inspiration that I'm getting anyway.
Yep, absolutely. Jane, we are praying for your entire family, and please tell Mary we're praying for her with this, because we want this to take and get her to a place where she's, you know, can be healed and functional and doing well, and that's what we want. And for your entire family, and Jane, I know you can hear it in your words. This is all heavy on your heart, and you said it's been tough. So we're going to also pray for you and for everyone else that kind of this burden is lifted somewhat, because it's very heavy. Like I said at the beginning of the show, I instantly got a headache within the first 10 minutes, not because I don't want to do this show, just because it's overwhelming. It just gets on, it kind of drapes over you. So in a heavy way, you almost feel like a brick is laying on you. So we're going to pray for that as well, that everybody feels a little bit lifted from some of these things that they're worried about, that they care about, just because, you know, so you can continue on. Okay, Jane, does that work?
Yes, because I've offered up masses. I've done the Divine Mercy Chaplet for my sister Mary, because she's not practicing. But okay. I've also done several prayers for all of them. But I'm continuing to pray. I'm not giving up. But when this came available, I thought, I've got to get this out, because especially for Crystal, she desperately, desperately needs help, because she is at a place where she could endanger her life by her actions, and I don't. I hope and pray that doesn't happen, but choices are being made that are not necessarily safe for her, and I would like to try to open her eyes as best I can, but you know, that's the tough thing to call right now, because she's in that 18-year-old mode.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there comes a point, Jane, where there is nothing we can do except pray. And of course, we don't want to minimize the power of prayer and say, well, all I can do is pray. Well,
I know
you're not doing that, but prayer should be our starting point and our ending point and every point along the way. And we know that you're praying very, very fervently, and we will be with you, and the entire Take Two family will be praying as well, Jane. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Jane, for calling in. Real quickly, our friend Patty just sent a text message in for Darlene, Angela's mom. She said, invite Angela to, maybe you could give Angela a scapular, because it's an outward sign of her trust in Mary. So if Angela's willing to take that scapular or wear it or put it underneath her pillow, or if you are, Darlene, I agree with Patty. I think that is, and have it blessed. Okay.
All right. Very good. Those of you on the lines are absolutely packed. We just hate not getting to all of you, but please, I'm going to offer a prayer, and this will be for your intentions, the ones that got on the air, the emails that we read, the social media comments, every single one, and Debbie and I, and we know the entire Take Two family, pray for you every single day. It is a priority for us to pray for you, and we are honored and blessed that you would pray for us. So please, please do that. We've got dozens of emails today from the show and many other phone calls. We'll probably do this show again, Debbie, I would guess, you know, in addition to our...
Maybe we should repeat it every month. Yeah, I think we should.
Perhaps,
okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to quickly say we're sorry, Mary and Christine and Polo and Nancy and Maureen and the others. Sorry we couldn't get to you. We read all your intentions. And like Jerry said, we're lifting up God knows what's in our hearts and what is weighing on us. He knows it. We just have to constantly trust. Jerry?
Okay, so we gather all of the prayer intentions that you hold in your hearts, and we pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear God, you are our Creator, our God, our Father, our Lover. You want to do so much more in our lives than we can ask or imagine, as the Bible says. So we just lift up all of these intentions to you, Father, that have been brought to this radio program today. And we know that you have every single one of them in your care and control. Just bring comfort, bring peace, bring solace, bring consolation, bring joy, bring healing to all of these people who have sent us their prayer intentions and their families. Bring reconciliation, conversion, healing. We bring this all to you, Father, knowing that with you all things are possible and that you will act in according to your holy will and for our better good. And we ask this all, Father, as always, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, and our blessed Mother Mary. Amen.
Amen. Tomorrow's show is all about the rosary. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.